Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
We're going to go ahead and kick off the Fishing and Outdoor Report today with Pete Hopf with Best Dam Guiding Service in Beaver Dam. Pete, how are the lakes looking right now?
Well, the water levels are up, and we have our opener this coming weekend, so it's looking like some nice weather, and I'm thinking there'll be quite a few people out fishing.
Now, we've had a lot of rain lately. Has that been affecting the lake at all? Does it affect the fish? Do they even care?
They do like that fresh water running in there. It just creates more habitat. And now upcoming here, our walleyes and perch and stuff are spawned out. The crappies should be coming up here soon. They typically say when the lilacs are blooming, you're going to see the crappies moving into their pre-spawn areas. And I think then the walleyes are going to be out on the outer edges, and you're going to have your crappies up on structure and getting ready to spawn now.
Now, you mentioned, of course, we got opener coming up. Any tournaments in the future?
No, we had Puckway last week, and it was that Saturday was so windy. Only four boats brought in fish, so that shows how tough of a bite that was. But our next tournament is not for another 3 weeks, I believe, on Petenwell. And that's a pretty good tournament. That's a nice fishery up there. But other than that, there's still been a pretty good bluegill bite down in the Madison chain. And I probably will either go there or Beaver Dam for the opener for walleye fishing.
Now, this early in the season, is there a particular bait or lure you recommend people be trying?
If I am at night, I'll take either like a jerk bait, or I'll troll with shallow diving crankbaits. But other than that, just a plain white twister tail always works good on Beaver Dam, and that's a good go-to always, too.
Well, there you go. Well, I appreciate the insight, Pete, and we look forward to seeing you out on the water.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
As the Fishing and Outdoor Report continues, we're going to speak with Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison. Pat, how has the fishing been?
Fishing's been great. Everybody's been enjoying this warmer weather we've been having. The crappies have been in a great mood down here. And actually, all species of fish are moving up shallow. Of course, walleye and pike, the season's closed right now, but bass anglers are seeing some good action. Bluegills are coming in shallow. Got some great catfish action up here on the north side. And, of course, with opening day coming up this weekend, everybody's real excited. So we've been busy here at the shop.
Now, the weather this weekend looks like we might be seeing a little bit more of the wet stuff coming down. Is that going to affect opening weekend?
Well, we'll see. You know, it's for a lot of people, it's a tradition that they count on and they stick to it no matter what. But I'm sure if it's raining, there will be some people that decide to stay home. But either way, it's a big deal, definitely here at the shop.
Do you have plans to get out there yourself?
Oh, no. Nope, I'll be here at the shop. It's, like I said, going to be busy, so need a kind of an all-hands-on-deck moment.
I can definitely understand that. Anything new at the shop you're excited about this season?
Well, we do have lots of products. I'm sure we don't have enough time to go over them here at the on the radio. But, yeah, a lot of great things coming through the door. And, yeah, it's just great to have opening day right in front of us, and a lot of people coming through getting ready for the season.
All right. Well, Pat, let everybody know how they can find you and your shop.
Sure. We're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison, right at the corner of Northport and Sherman, Northport and Troy Drive. We've got a full selection of bait and tackle options, anything you need to get out on the water. We're just a quick jog off the interstate and just a quarter mile from the Warner Park Boat Launch, so easy access for everybody.
Awesome. Well, Pat, thank you, and have a great opening weekend.
Thanks so much, Ninja. Take care.
Now, the Fish and Outdoor Report continues on, and we're going to be talking with Dave from Fishtails in Fox Lake. Dave, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Looking forward to opening weekend.
Opening weekend seems to be on everybody's mind. You doing anything special?
Well, I personally go fishing myself, so I won't be here to work, but we've got all our boats rented. It should be a really good weekend weather-wise, and, the water temps are getting better, and fishing is improving. So, yeah, it should be a good opener, hopefully.
Now, if you're hitting the water yourself, do you plan on using anything in particular to entice those fish into your boat?
Well, I don't. I trout fish. So I go down by Russian Center with a group of guys every year opening day. So I don't use the boat. But everywhere I've been lately and talking to people, you really can't fish for game fish until Saturday. So there hasn't been a lot of activity. I mean, a lot of guys do the early season catch and release bass, but Yeah, everybody's kind of gearing up. Walleyes are the number one target usually opening day, and it should be good out here. Beaver Dam, Green Lake, a couple other local lakes, Fond du Lac, whatever. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be 70 degrees both days, and probably little wind. I mean, it'll just be perfect conditions for opener.
That's awesome. How's the pan fishing been so far coming into the season?
Well, actually, it's been slow because of the water temps. You know, it was good for a little while, then it got cold again, and it's up and down. The fish don't move into the shallows until it hits a certain temperature, and I say that all the time on the report, but it's strictly a temperature-related thing, and after this weekend and the forecast for the following week, all in the 70s and stuff, it should really kick in good.
Well, then we'll be looking for that water temperature to change and hopefully that fish bite to grow. I want to thank you for taking the time, Dave, and let everybody know how they can get a hold of you there at Fish Tales in Fox Lake.
We're right downtown Fox Lake, right next to the bridge. We're open 5 o'clock now, Saturday and Sunday. So you can give us a call if you want. Stop in, get some bait. Let me get the number here is 520-0015. If you have any questions, you need a license, you need some bait, any specific tackle that you might think we have, give us a call.
All right. Well, we thank you for the time and wish you the best of luck out there opening weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Dave with Fish Tales in Fox Lake. We now continue the Fishing and Outdoor Report by talking with Todd from the Landing Bait Shop on Little Green Lake. Todd, how's it going over there?
Oh, it's good. We're ready for the opener. Should be a nice weekend. I think we got a little rain coming up the next few days, and then pretty nice for the opening fishing.
Now, I'm hearing a lot of people saying that the rain may be a helper for getting the fish a little more excited, get some fresh water in the lakes.
Yeah, well, at least it's going to raise the lakes up a little more. You know, we've had an interesting spring, you know, with the ice going off so early. So the weeds are coming up. We're going to have nice weed lines. We have leeches this year, you know, because ice went out so early up in Minnesota, so they can collect leeches. I'm expecting a lot of fish being caught the opening weekend here.
Do you anticipate a lot of people using leeches this early in the season?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Anyone that's out walleye fishing will probably want leeches, and that's really a good way to catch them, at least out here or in any lake. Fish love leeches. They'll bite them.
Any other tips for anybody out there trying to find walleyes right now? Are they better off circling around those weed beds? Or are they looking for colder water, warmer water?
You know, typically this time of year, you know, the edge of the weeds, if there are weeds, and which we do have, and then the rock piles. Rocks this time of year are always good for walleyes. And, you know, then the musky fishermen, the musky guys will be out, and they'll be casting, and they'll be hitting kind of the same spots, the weed edges for sure. We've been seeing the waters real clear this year, so you can see down about 5 feet now. And it's pretty neat. You can go out and see all the fish when you're driving a boat around.
There you go. Hopefully seeing them when they get in your boat as
yeah,
well.
Right.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you, Todd, for giving us the time over there. How can people get a hold of you if they want to learn more about the Landing Bait Shop?
We're open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to on the weekend, 7 p.m. Our phone number is 920-398-2620. And to find us, we're just on the south side of the Little Green Lake. You follow the signs on 44 right to Milmar Drive.
Well, Todd, I want to wish you the best of luck out there opening weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All Out Marine, your experts in local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in and see their new and used inventory. Order your new model now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro Tracker dealer.
If the upcoming opening fishing weekend wets your whistle for walleye fishing, then you might be interested in Zig's Lakeside Pub and Grill's second annual walleye tournament coming up May 11th. You can sign up at Zig's or give the bar a call. They have $100 per boat with 100% payout. There's an additional $20 optional big fish pot. If you want more details, reach out to Ziggs or stop in. They're located on Highway G in Beaver Dam between Beaver Dam and Randolph. And as the Fishing and Outdoor Report continues, we now go ahead and bring in Rick Wendland, ESPN resident outdoorsman. Rick, what is going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, it's been a little tough week in the woods and on the water. I fished a tournament on Saturday, and we caught a lot of fish, just couldn't get any big fish. We ended up finishing fourth, one place out of the money. I was chasing turkeys around, and every day I had hens in my decoys, but just couldn't see any toms or jakes. Every day I had hens literally 7-8 feet from my tent playing around on my decoys for like 20 minutes, but no toms or jakes. And I was out fishing yesterday out here in Fox Lake for 5 hours, and I never caught a fish. So things have been a little tough in the woods and the waters this week.
I don't know what I'd find more frustrating, not catching anything, just missing out on the money, or not seeing any toms while out there. That is insane.
Exactly. It's been a tough week in my end of the woods, no doubt.
Do you feel the weather's had an effect on that? You know, it's been rainy and windy and just all around.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I found out a long time ago, turkeys don't like wind, and it's been really windy. And fishing, that tournament on Saturday, we fished. And if you remember back last Saturday, it was legitimate 30-mile-an-hour sustained wind. So, you know, that was kind of no fun as well. But, you know, the water is getting a little warmer. I think, you know, this weekend is opening weekend. Everybody will be out. Yesterday I had 60 degrees on Lake Emily. And a friend of mine was on Big Green yesterday. He had 53-degree water. So, you know, we're getting warm nights, we're getting warm days. With the wind, though, the water is dirty on every lake in the area, which doesn't help. I mean, you want to use bright colors the best you can, but it should be a good weekend for opening weekend this weekend.
There you go. Bright colors. Any other tips for anybody else getting out there for the first time this year?
Just remember, the water is still cold. I mean, you're going to have to reel a little slower, and you want to use, baits with a little slower presentation. I know. You know, the guys that are be out fishing walleyes, it's all post-spawn. They should be eating pretty well. But the water is still, you know, a little chilly, so you want to slow down your presentation.
There you go. Good tips from our good friend, Rick Wendland, ESPN resident outdoorsman. Rick, if anybody wants to get a hold of you or find out about where they can get their hands on some of your baits and lures, where do they do so?
Should be a good weekend for that. I hope to sell a lot of baits this weekend. But Fishtails here in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle It in Portage, Stew's Bait in Partyville, and Dick Smith's down in Pewaukee. They're all stocked up and ready to go get some fish.
There we go. I'm going to get my hand on a few of those because walleyes are hopefully in my future as well. Rick, we want to thank you for taking the time, and best of luck out there opening weekend.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.